University of Cincinnati Medical Center Neurological Intensive Care Unit houses some of the sickest patients, according to Dr. Matt Flaherty.
So these are folks who've had severe head injuries, severe strokes, seizures that don't stop, other very serious neurological injuries or diseases.
Many are on breathing machines and sedated, so it's hard for Dr. Flaherty to figure out if they have bleeding or swelling on the brain for days at a time.
I would be asked to see a patient who was, say, intubated and sedated in the intensive care unit, and they had been that way for a few days, and then the team had tried to lighten their sedation or wake them up, and they weren't successful, so they sent them down to the CAT scanner and found out they'd had a stroke or some other serious brain injury. And I thought, well, this is a problem.
The traditional way is to examine the patient, wake them, and give them a CT or MRI scan. But a CT scan has a lot of radiation and can't be done regularly. It is this problem that Dr. Flaherty, Dr. George Shaw, and others were talking about almost a decade ago in Los Angeles.
And it's kind of the classic story. We were all sitting at a bar in LAX waiting to come back from the stroke conference in like 2008, 2009, something like that. And we're shooting around potential research ideas, and it came up that a big problem is there's no non-invasive monitor of the brain.
There is now, because the group got to work on it, and Shaw shows off this prototype using radio wave technology.
This is the head piece, and in the head piece, it contains an array of 9 antennae.
The antennas transmit a frequency about like your cell phone and can show doctors, through a computer algorithm, problems in the brain. Dr. Shaw says in this clinical trial, researchers are focusing on a type of stroke caused by bleeding in the brain tissue that can deprive the brain of oxygen and blood supply.
And if there's a collection of blood inside the patient's head, the signal will scatter in a characteristic fashion, and we are able to get from those scattered signals approximately where the blood is and approximately how big it is. And certainly if it changes, if it gets larger, which can be an emergency, this will detect that as well.
The clinical trial will compare the old way to the new way, according to Dr. Flaherty.
So we're going to be correlating the signal from our device with CT scans, which is the traditional way of monitoring hemorrhages in the brain, and seeing what the correlation is. We're also going to be correlating signal with the development of something called edema, so there can be swelling that happens around a stroke. So that's our first set of patients.
Doctors Odeaway and Clark are also inventors of this device, which they have spun off commercially. Flaherty says Sense Diagnostics will eventually adapt the head device to other conditions.
Well, there's a lot of potential beyond even what we've talked about, and you know we have to start somewhere. So we're starting with what we think is a high yield area, but we're hopeful that it will expand beyond where we're currently focused.
The next clinical trial will also include patients with traumatic brain injuries. As they continue to brainstorm, other areas of the brain and body will be down the road. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.